Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's the Super Bowl of Technology, CES, the trade show of all things new tech, is underway in Vegas right now. Carolyn Posner is the Director of Executive Communications at the Consumer Technology Association. Carolyn, this is always an exciting time because I think this is when people get freaked out by all the new tech.
I think it's an exciting time because people are excited about all the new tech. You know, we love starting off the year with CES here in Las Vegas every January because it sets the tone for the tech industry, the tone for the year, and really gets us off in a good foot. So we're excited.
Carolyn, this is the place where we found out about curved televisions, where we found out about self-driving cars. And every year there seems to be, you know, a couple breakout items at different price points. So what are you seeing that's exciting right now in Vegas?
So I think one of the big trends for CES 2025 is really going to be AI. No surprise there. It was a huge theme at our show last year as well. But you'll really see applications of that across the board. So everything from the wearables that you have on your watch or your eyeglasses to bird feeders that can use AI to help you spot birds in your backyard, to the more advanced AI that is really helping enterprise, so smart homes, smart cities, making our warehouses more efficient. I think that's going to be one of the big ones this year.
I thought it was really cool. I saw that there was a big focus this year on also with things for people with disabilities. And it's like you always think about the crazy weird things, but not what technology can do to just help everyone on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, and actually one of the things that we love about CES is that there's so many products that don't really think about themselves as accessibility products, but they come to the show and there's a huge, vibrant community of folks who use accessibility devices and who talk to those companies and say, hey, your product could actually really, really help us, and here's how.
You know, Carolyn, I got to tell you, I mean, a robot that changes diapers or cleans the house or whatever, all that sounds great, but I've had a bird feeder for years and birds never go near it. I mean,
you wouldn't
AI
know
is going to solve
was,
this?
Yeah, no, well, right. If it had a camera attached to it and would give you ring updates does, then you'd be cool.
It's fascinating to me, like the different stuff, like you said, like the applications for AI, like that's crazy to be a bird feeder.
It is. So I'll give a shout out to Birdfeed. That's the bird feeder that we have here on the show floor this year. They had give you a bird detection alert. So maybe the issue is just that you aren't quite catching those birds. And you'll get an alert right to your phone so you can run out and see them.
I have a question, Carolyn. I was looking at the list of the big companies that were there, the well-known ones, and I saw that L'Oreal was there. But what kind of technology can L'Oreal possibly have in makeup? Is there robots that are going to do my makeup? Because I could use some help with my contouring.
So speaking of accessibility tech, L'Oreal actually has devices that can help people who have less fine motor control apply lipstick or apply makeup. That was one of the big things they announced actually at CES in 2024. So they have hair dryers. They have all sorts of more advanced technology to make beauty really accessible for everyone. I don't know exactly what they're announcing at this year's show, but I'm excited to see.
Robots that make me better looking.
I like that.
Perfect.
All right. Carolyn Posner, Director of Executive Communications at the Consumer Technology Association. So excited to see what it's going to bring this year.
We are too. Can't wait.
Mocktails are becoming so popular. The non-alcoholic drinks are crafted in the same way as a cocktail, just minus the alcohol.
There you go. That's what mocktails are, and they're very popular in dryuary because people are abstaining from having alcohol.
Listen, I'm in dryuary right now, and I don't want to poo-poo any of this effort, but every one of the drinks that I started to put together last night, I thought to myself, you know, this would be great with a little bit of vodka. This would be great with a little bit of tequila.
That's not what's happening.
This would be great.
No. And, you know, there's been a whole movement to get alcohol out of our lives, and they're saying it's not good for you, and so mocktails are very popular and basically for this reason. Julie, Justin, Raven, we have each created our own mocktail. And what that means is that we're going to see who made the best one because it's a competition.
It should be stated that Justin is an actual bartender
and
has experience.
Yes.
And Anna's done some bartending too. You've done bartending.
Oh, yeah. But like
primarily just done drinking.
Well, no. I mean, my dad owns restaurants. So, you know, when the bartender doesn't show up, I become the bartender. You know how that works.
Julie only drinks one alcoholic beverage. So.
Serrano. Nobody loves amaretto more than Julie.
Right.
So everybody really took this seriously I think, except for me. Everyone's drinks has froth. So, Julie, let's start with yours. What is it?
Mine is coconut cream. I'm calling it a creamsicle dreamsicle.
Oh, nice.
That's okay. What I'm calling it. It's coconut cream, some orange juice, a little bit of lime, and then some soda water just to make it a little fizzy.
Okay. Let's try it. Let's see how it tastes.
Mm. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Smell it first. All right. Happy New Year.
It's fragrant. Mm. It's citrusy.
It's delicious.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
it's Isn't
delightful.
It good?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
It is good.
It's creamy. It's orangey. It's like a mimosa, but good. This... I don't like mimosas.
But this
I mean, mimosas
is
are good.
Something you have like a beach, like on the beach. Yeah. It's delicious.
Imagine it with a
that
little.
Should be served in a pineapple.
Just a little bit of vodka or a little bit of tequila with it, too. It'd be
See,
great.
See, this is a mocktail, though.
Right.
Right. We're avoiding the alcohol.
All right. Raven, what did you make?
Mm. Well, hate to follow up creamsicle with a creamsicle. But this is a creamsicle orange dreamsicle.
he copied you 100%.
Not at all. I just, you know, I put it together. This is a little bit of cream. There's a little bit of fresh Fanta soda. This is also
Oh, my God. It's disgusting.
He does have a little varnish on it, too.
Is it disgusting?
Why is it disgusting?
Let me tell you something. Hold on.
Ooh. Why is it so yucky?
Yeah, mine's better.
No, Julie's. I didn't want to stop drinking Julie's. Yeah. Raven's is disgusting.
No, well, you know, that could have been the fact that the mango juice is slightly expired.
Ew.
He really put the garnish on it just to, like, cover it up.
All right.
Everybody loves an orange. Taste it after.
All right, so mine is very simple. It's Fresca, apple juice, and cherry juice, and you'll see that there's cherries in there. I call it the cherry berry dream. Cherry berry dream.
It sounds like a Tropicana drink.
Mm, I would drink this often.
Justin, you're the actual bartender. What do you think?
I like this one here. If we're going to add alcohol, this one would really complement Julie's Amaretto.
Oh, yeah.
This one here, put a real flavor of that in there, and then you're in good shape there. But this is delicious.
All right, Fancy Pants, what did you make as our official bartender?
He brought in a shaker.
I made a blackberry mojito virgin.
It is
blackberry mint infused simple syrup with a little bit of elderflower seltzer with muddled mint and
elderflower.
Lime juice.
Look at this guy.
Look
very
how fancy this is.
And what did you make, Justin, for this? I know you made something for it.
Oh, I made the blackberry
simple
syrup.
He just explained it.
Oh.
No.
He
made the simple syrup.
I was, like, looking at how fantastic it looks.
This is delicious, and this is, like, one of those drinks that you get for real at a bar, probably because you're a bartender.
Right. Best one, Julie or Justin. Choose right now.
If I'm going to order a cocktail when I'm out, it's going to be Justin. If I'm going to be at a beach or a pool, it's going to be Julie.
All right. That's fair.
Mm. Since I always have my own stuff anyway, I'm going to go with Julie's.
You're about to get paid.
Oh, give me some money.
We're going to get all the money from Apple. All right. Maybe that's a massive exaggeration. Not all the money from Apple.
I heard it's going to be like $19 each.
That's what 20 I heard. Bucks, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyone who owned an Apple device with Siri between September 17th, 2014 and December 31st, 2024 is eligible for the settlement. Okay, here's what happened.
If you own an iPhone, you'll want to listen in on this next story. Apple has agreed to pay $95 million U.S. to settle a lawsuit that accuses its virtual assistant, Siri, of eavesdropping.
Because it is. It's you know, all right. So what are they talking about?
There's a lot of anecdotal stories out there about people talking about a place or a thing or a restaurant only to be advertised a few hours later on their advertising feed on their iPhones. And it turns out that is, in fact, happening.
Yep. 100% happening.
But I thought that we were given permission for all this stuff. To tell you the truth, like when I logged on my new televisions, they were like, do you want ads that are catered to you? It's the same thing with your phone or whatever nowadays. I feel like we've given the permissions. But I will say this. $95 million for Apple. Drop in the bucket, right? So what do they care? They're just like, settle this thing. Let's get this over with.
Well, the whole thing is when you talk about the $95 million, like to us, that sounds like a tremendous amount of money. We're like, oh, Apple's in trouble now.
You consider it's 300 million people.
Well, they made in that same time period $750 billion.
Billion.
So this represents 9 hours of profit for Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really not that big of a deal. And they don't have to really admit fault. So that's the whole thing, too, is that
typical for a settlement.
Exactly. So they're just going to take that. And if they fought this, most likely they would have went into a court battle. It would have gotten more publicity and it would have cost more money.
Yeah.
So how do you get your cash? You got to slow down. First, it has to all get approved next month. And then it says that you can get your payments, your settlement. It could be up to $20. And I'm like, wait.
Whoa!
$20.
Wow, that's almost 10% of my phone. No, it's not even close, actually.
No.
That's more like 3%.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
$19. And then you got to like wait. And are you actually going to get the money?
Right.
Are they going to give you like a gift card to Applebee's instead?
A coupon or something that shows up, right? It'd be like, I don't even know where this restaurant is. I can't go there.
Yeah, but here's the good news is you can submit a claim for each of your devices that you used, up to 5 devices. So if you think about it, in the 10 years, you probably had more than one iPhone. So if you had up to 5 during that time, that's $100 total. That's real money.
Am I going to have to prove how many I had, though?
Yeah, it's going to be, you have to make a sworn statement that it was doing it to you.
Oh, I'll swear to whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The other day, I was talking to my husband about when I hard-boil eggs, mm-hmm. I use the recipe that Eggland's Best. Eggland's Best. The one that they post.
Yeah.
My entire feed of everything right now.
Everything eggs.
Eggland Farm. Eggland. I was like, how? What? I buy eggs. They don't need to advertise to me.
No, they do.
No, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's still listening. Every day we do this show, there's a commercial that triggers my Siri anyways. So.
And I'm not going to lie, it doesn't bother me so much. Is that bad?
Like, it's everywhere, so who cares at this point?
I like that it knows what I'm working on, what I'm talking about, and it gives me ideas.
You love eggs. You need more egg ideas.
I eat eggs every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a lot of ideas.
Yeah. What was the last thing that social media influenced you to buy? Mm. Apple just reached a settlement for $95 million, saying that it allowed Siri to listen to your conversations and target you. And truthfully, it works. Sometimes you get pushed an advertisement on social media or on the internet, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I want that. And you order it.
Yeah. I fell into that Temu loop. Is that what happened, right? And, like, they just had the best pictures, man. All of a sudden, you're, like, you're scrolling through, and it's, like, random items. It's like, oh, look at this. This is a grill cover. Oh, look at this. This is a Batman mask.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Wait, I can have a special forces belt? Oh, great.
Raven, Justin, and Julie, the top three things that people are targeted to buy on social media. Number three, tech gadgets. Smartwatches, headphones, right?
Or a Batman mask.
Yep, apparently.
Yeah, high tech.
Yeah, number two, beauty and skincare, anti-aging creams, makeup. Right now, I'm getting so heavy for Il Maquillage, which I'm definitely saying wrong.
What is that?
It's like the makeup that it's supposed to be really good. Number one is health and wellness things. That's supplements and fitness gear. We've bought a lot of things that I've seen that looked silly that I was like, oh, let me see. Maybe this will make me skinny.
Well, everybody wants to think that there's a product out there that you're going to take and just, you know, get younger or in better shape or healthier or whatever. And everybody knows there's only one name for that. It's Ozempic.
Justin, number one last thing that you just bought because social media influenced you to buy it.
Specs. Specs are, it's fidget putty. They're little pebbles that are magnetic and they're targeted. It's kind of like the new fidget spinners. So all the sensory stuff there. I got them as gifts for my nephews and niece for stocking stuffers.
Your algorithm is so different than mine.
I was going to say, in what world is that the thing that comes
up? Cool. They look like little pebbles, and they're shiny, and they're glossy, and they're magnetized, so they stick together, and you can make little shapes out of them.
Were you happy with it?
I hope the kids don't eat them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope the kids don't eat them, Raven. Good point.
No, they're old enough to not eat them.
Good.
Okay.
Thank gosh.
Julie, last thing you were targeted and you bought.
So I have very curly hair, and I was trying to tame those curls, so I bought a bonnet. Which is like a little hat that you wear when you sleep.
Also a hat that you wear when you're churning butter.
I love it.
In the 18th century, I'm pretty sure.
So I have a picture. Maybe we'll post it on the Instagram. It's like a blue little bonnet.
Oh, you didn't bring it? I'm so upset.
No,
right now.
That's the thing. I've been influenced, but I've worn it once and I didn't even wear it through the night because it's too big for my head, so it falls below my eyes.
It doubles as a sleep mask.
Exactly.
I love it.
It's really
made out. It's like the Handmaid's Tale.
But for real. I'm ashamed to say the last thing that I bought online that was influenced social media was a boot or glove dryer. So, you know, colder seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen these things? It's like a rack. You hook it up to, like, you know, you can hook it up either to a vacuum or, like, it has a little dryer attachment to it, or you can put it on the end of your hair dryer, and you can dry, like, 8 boots at a time.
Does it work?
I mean, I don't know. I took it out of the box, and I was like, look at this piece of junk. What was I even thinking here?
Oh, right. I've seen that.
My wife was like, just put them over there.
I'm wearing the last thing that I was influenced to buy. You guys can't see it because it's my bra. And it doesn't have, so I always have to wear underwire, and this swore that I did not need the underwire. It was going to give me the support that I need.
That's what they always say.
It does not.
It does not.
No, this is the second time wearing it.
Yeah.
Are you playing sound effects of things squeezing, Raven?
No, I think that that's just actual things that I'm hearing.
I'm falling out of it. It is a disaster.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. And now I have to finish wearing it for the rest of the day. You know what I wish I had? Underwire.
A strong return policy?
Yeah. I was just thinking that this morning. I go, I threw away the tags because I'm like, how stupid. How could I? Because when you try it on the first time, it's secure.
It's fine.
Hold it fine.
And
you're like, great.
And now I walked into work. I'm like, wait a minute. Something's wrong here.
What was the last thing that social media influenced you to buy? You know, you get like those advertisements. Actually, Apple just settled for $95 million after there was a lawsuit saying that Siri was listening to conversations and reporting back to advertisers, which actually they were. So, yes.
Of course. That's how you get all those targeted ads, right? And they're just one of the companies that are doing something like that. But sometimes these things work.
Absolutely. So what was the last thing you bought and was it any good?
Ed, what's the last thing that social media got you to buy? You were influenced by it. You saw a photo, an ad.
The last thing I bought, I don't know if it's dumb or not. I used it once and never again. It was Zester. I don't know if you know what that is.
What is that?
Kind of like a lemon zester. It's a stick. Very, very sharp. Basically, you take a lemon or a lime and you kind of scrape it. And it only takes off the surface. And since I do social media cooking, I thought this would help me until it grabbed my finger.
Oh, yeah.
Once it grabs one, now you know what it is.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing, man.
Never use it again.
I got to tell you, zesting adds so much to a recipe. I mean, I encountered that a bit with baking, but I'm terrified every time I do it.
You're not going to slice your finger right off.
Oh, my God.
Every time.
I am terrified every time I do it. What's that other thing, too, where you put the grater? Yeah. Oh, the grater's terrifying.
Yeah, no, you risk your life every time.
It's exactly like a grater on a stick. It's a grater on a stick.
Absolutely. Oh, no, man. You can't have that. Listen. The zombie apocalypse ever comes, that's a good end of the world, you know, kind of weapon. You put that on the end of a broom handle, you've got something. But in your kitchen, I wouldn't mess with it.
I used it once, never again.
Yeah. Well, I hope your finger's all right.
Thanks, Ed.
I'm actually afraid of it.
Larry, how about you? What's the thing you bought on social media that you were influenced to buy?
This is funny because I almost never buy anything online at all. But scrolling through social media, I saw an ad with Steven Dorff one time, and then Alicia Silverstone another. They're doing ads on Instagram now. It was for plant-based toilet paper, and it just made sense. Maybe it's because the celebrities were saying it, but they're saying there's chemicals in regular toilet paper. No, plant-based is healthier, and I did buy it, and I think, I don't know if it was a placebo effect, or I was just telling myself, oh, this does, I feel better.
You want to just live like Steven Dorff, that's all.
Yeah, or Alicia Silverstone. She's so beautiful, by the way. But I was surprised that they were doing
Steven
ads
Dorff
for toilet paper.
Yeah.
I think it's weird when they use real celebrities for the influencing, but it does seem to add some kind of clout.
Well, I just wonder if like it's that or deep fake. Like, I'm just fooled. I'm like, Alicia Silverstone really trying to sell me toilet paper? Then I look up on IMDb, what was her last project? And I'm like, oh, no, she probably is.
Mike, what's the thing that social media made you buy?
125cc mini Jeep.
That sounds very safe.
What?
Come on. Who's riding around in that? Is that for your son, your daughter? What?
Well, I mean, my son has one. So I don't know. If you click on it, you know, it's like $39.99 for one. Mm-hmm. And then it's like if you buy two, it was like, you know. So I bought the two because it gave me a deal. So my son has one. He's 11. We got a little, you know, we got a nice little area to ride in. So we kind of just, we kind of play with them. They're not, you know, they are street legal in a sense. You can like
in a sense. I love it. I mean, either you get pulled over and you get a ticket or arrested or you don't, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know if it's in a sense, but right. Like, I mean, you're driving them. So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that was it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds fun.
What's up with all these vanity plates all of a sudden? Are they back? Are vanity plates back?
You know,
do they ever go out?
My sister has vanity plates.
Does she? What does it
she
say?
She has.
What does it
every
say?
Vehicle. Like, she had one before when she was married, and then she got one when she got divorced, and then she got one as my niece got older. So,
What did I say, Raven?
I mean, right now it says Lex and Dell. Yeah, because
like
her
their
name's Alexis. Right, and her name and my niece's name is Adele. And I come from a generation where basically it was like you never knew what you were going to do in your car. And if you did something stupid in your car, you didn't want people to be able to quickly identify it.
I mean, I remember thinking like, oh, they were pretty cool when I was young. I never had one or anything like that. But in the last week,
I have seen three that have popped out at me so much that I'm like, oh my gosh. The first one said library. Mm-hmm. Library. And I was just thinking, why do you put that on your vanity plate?
Right.
Like, are you a librarian? Do you love libraries?
Yeah. Are you a source of knowledge?
Right.
Is that what it is? The Dewey Decimal System, is that what you base your life on?
If
all
it's
valid
you,
questions.
If it's you and you have the license plate library, you have to call 1-800-330-9999. That was one.
Okay, what are the other ones that are jogging?
Second one was baby girl, but it was baby G-R-L.
Okay.
And I was like, baby girl? No, that's better known as Aaliyah. Like, you can't take that license plate. That's somebody else.
Nobody knows who you're talking about.
No.
That's 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, but it's 1,000 years ago. It's probably when they got that license plate, because when was the last time baby girl was available?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure R. Kelly gave her that name, too. I would dismiss all of that.
I don't,
thank you.
Baby girl
what
is
what was
a,
the third one?
Frat. F-R-A-T. And frat,
don't put that on your car.
Well, it could go two ways.
Okay.
Here's what I think. If your last name is, like, Frateroli, or and like, and your nickname is Frat. I mean, like, that's me, Zap. So
that's one thing.
I understand, you know, like, but if you put straight Frat because you're a frat boy or you're a, you know, like,
yes.
That's, I mean, you're asking for getting pulled over and for trouble.
This goes for my whole thing, too. Like, I have rules on this stuff. Like, so if you have, like, the vanity plate Princess and you're driving, like, a Nissan Sentra or something like that, that's a wrong choice, right? If you're, like, King, if your license plate is King and you've got a Camry, right, you've made bad choices. Like, if you have a Lamborghini, you can do that.
So I went on to our state's website, and I logged on to the DMV, where you can look to see if things are available.
Okay.
First one I put in, Hot Mom.
Hot Mom.
The plate text you entered is either already in use or not allowed.
Yeah, so they reject them, too. That's the thing, is there's a moral high ground here.
Second, Your Mom.
Okay.
Because that just makes me laugh still.
Yo Mama would be
Yo
good,
Mama.
Too.
There's no way Yo Mama's available. Oh, I wish it was.
Well, what about Your Mom? No?
No. Your Mom was also not available.
How
you
about
know,
Mom?
You know what was available that I put in?
What?
Sliven. Slay and Livin. Sliven. That's Paris Hilton uses that all the time, and I started copying her. That one's available. I could put that right in the back of my mom car.
Yeah.
Raven, you suggested a couple to me.
Yeah. So I've got a couple here. How about Music Money? Now, again, Lamborghini. I've got to have a Lamborghini. So go M-S-C-M-N-Y. Again, Lamborghini. Keep in mind, Music
here's
Money.
The good news.
Yeah.
It's available.
Oh, it is.
Probably because it's dumb and nobody knows what it means.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You just quoted Aaliyah. To me. Right. Okay, how about Presidents to Represent Me? This is from the track Dead Presidents from Jigga's first album.
You still want to make fun of me for mentioning Aaliyah?
PRS, the number 2 rep.
Shockingly available because nobody knows what that means.
That'll go great on my Bentley.
Yeah. I put in Raven just for fun to see if Raven was available. Not available.
Not available.
No. For whatever reason, all I see on the roads lately are these vanity plates, and I feel like I haven't seen them in so long. I saw one that said library, one that said baby girl, and one that said frat.
Yeah, you know, the ones that I look for usually is like somebody that's doing something for the community or whatever. It'd be like, save the beach or whatever. And oftentimes, there's these themed license plates that go behind the vanity plate. You know what that says to me? Oh, your registration's like $400 a year.
What does your vanity license plate say?
Hey, Isabel, do you have a vanity license plate? If so, what does it say?
I do not, but I have a funny vanity plate story.
Okay.
I was driving, and there was a car on the other lane, and I saw the plate, and it said USNAIR.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, they were headed towards New York. I thought, oh, it must be a pilot or something. I want to see his uniform. That's probably pretty cool. And I get up next to them, I look over, and it's a little old lady on oxygen.
Well, maybe it was her husband.
It could have been her husband.
Yeah, vanity plate from before, right?
No, but you get it, USN Air, using air, she's on oxygen.
Oh. Well, I didn't pick up on that one.
No, I thought like
you know,
United
Navy,
States
retired,
Navy.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. I know, that's why it was so funny.
Yeah.
Well, we get it now that we got the joke.
Right.
Thanks, Isabel.
Thanks, Isabel.
Yeah.
Brian, do you have a vanity plate? What does it say?
I do. Actually, I was on your show a couple years back. I'm the inventor guy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I have a license plate that says inventor, right? But it's spelled wrong because obviously inventor with the O is not available.
Right.
You know, I missed that boat. But it's funny because sometimes people pull me over or stop me or just roll down their window and go, excuse me, do you know you spelled inventor wrong? or they go, you know what? Are you an inventor? What'd you invent? I have an idea.
Everybody
has an idea, so it's kind of fun.
That's so funny. Do you want me to tell you about the metal spork again?
No. Okay. He heard it. It's the same invention every time with her. Thank you for calling, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Sorry to waste your time.
You can use it for multiple purposes.
No, he's gone now. I hung up on him.
It has a spoon on an end.
I hung up the phone. Anthony, do you have a vanity plate? If so, what does it say?
I got two for you. My dad drives a car, a Hyundai Sonata. It says Peaceful Mind.
It's a Peaceful Mind. Okay, that's very nice.
It's a Peaceful Mind. How do you get that on a license plate?
PCFLMND.
Okay.
If I was driving behind that car, I would never reel.
Right.
I would know.
Right. He's the only one that can read that. But what does yours say?
I have a hot chocolate metallic Mini Cooper, and it says Lava Cake.
Lava cake. That one I like.
That one's cool.
That one I like, and that's easy to recognize. Pretty good.
Because
pretty
it says
good.
Lava Cake.
Yeah. Maybe help your dad with his acronym next time, right?
Reese, what's your license plate say?
You know, it's so funny today. It's so funny that you brought this up because I just went to the gas station about 30 minutes ago, and I saw a funny one today. It's not my car. It's someone else's.
What did it say?
And it says, you ugly too.
Oh, they wouldn't allow that around here, I wouldn't think. That's hurtful.
Yeah, so it says UUGLY number 2.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process.
Justin Trudeau is out. He has resigned as the Prime Minister of Canada. Bye-bye.
Did you see when he came out to do the speech that his notes blew away as he walked out? Did you see that?
No.
So he's walking out of this building. It's some parliamentary building. I don't know if it's House or whatever. I just saw the clip. But he's walking out to give the speech. And, the podium's up there, all the cameras, the microphones. And as he's, on the third step coming down, the notes just right off the podium. And everybody was like, this is a metaphor.
Well, Justin, Julie, Raven, he served 9 years and then all of a sudden Canada has decided to revolt against him. They don't like all the things that he's doing and he is packing his things and he's heading out. President-elect Trump has joked about Canada becoming America's 51st state.
Are we joking?
I don't think he's joking anymore. And then in his Truth Social post, he said if the two countries merge, they would be totally secure from the threat of Russian and Chinese ships that are constantly surrounding them. And I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound like a joke. Yeah. That sounds like we really want to take over Canada.
No, we already do that. That's called NORAD. But I mean, hey, if we're naming new people for Canada, I also saw that he floated the idea of Wayne Gretzky being in charge over there.
not
the great one.
All right. Who do we think should be the next prime minister of Canada? Mm. Julie, you're first.
I think we should bring on Sandra Oh.
Oh.
If you don't know who she is.
Oh, screw beautiful. I'm brilliant. If you want to appease me, compliment my brain.
For people who don't know Christina Yang, who is she?
She is a fabulous actress in Grey's Anatomy. I love her.
I didn't know she was Canadian. I'll give you that one. I didn't know that.
I didn't either until about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And you had to select somebody?
Yes, and I love her. She's such a girl boss in that show. I love her.
She's not on that show.
When she was.
She's more time
6 years ago.
Now.
Raven, if you could pick the next prime minister, who's it going to be?
Oh, it's got to be the best export that Canada's ever had. Keanu Reeves.
Excellent selection.
He's gonna way.
I mean, handsome, right?
Excellent.
People, they love him.
Bogus.
He's very respectful of his co-stars and women, and he's great. And, I mean, listen, you get out of line with Keanu Reeves, he'll smack you up, all right? He'll smack you up.
I went through a period where I used to have dreams that he was my boyfriend, and my husband was on board with it. He was like, it's okay. He's like, yeah, I get it.
He was like, yeah.
He's like, all right, I understand. So I get to be the first lady. If he gets elected.
I mean, look at that. Another bonus.
In my dreams.
Another bonus. I'm going to have free parking everywhere in Canada.
Mm. Justin, who are you picking to be prime minister?
I think since Canada is so congenial by nature, I think a committee prime minister. I'm going for the Bare Naked Ladies, Canada's best band.
Did you just call them Canada's best band?
Canada's best exported band.
No, that's so
no
wrong.
No one's got their finger on the pulse of Canada like the Bare Naked Ladies.
I think that you've proven that everybody has the pulse of Canada better than yourself with that selection.
I mean, I'm going to pick the most obvious person. You picked an artist. You picked a group that hasn't mattered in 30 years, but I'll pick the most iconic. I mean that nicely, obviously. But I mean, obviously, there's only one woman who should be the Prime Minister of Canada.
Coming back to me now.
Just stop singing Celine Dion and ruining her beautiful voice. Raven gets so mad because when I play Celine Dion, for some reason I play too much of it.
You play like 5 minutes of it.
Because all I want to do is listen to more. And we want to know what? If she was the Prime Minister, everybody would be happy.
All right.
Everybody would be happy.
Imagine if she and Keanu Reeves teamed up.
That'd be amazing.
What if he married her?
That would be amazing.
Oh, wow, Canada.
Crazy weather across the country. Checking in with meteorologist Ashley Baylor. Ashley, this snowstorm, thousands of delays, freezing cold across the eastern half of the country. 7 governors have declared emergencies because of the heavy snow. In the southeast, they got rain and gale force wind that knocked out power. What is going on?
You know, you just get these stronger storms this time of year, and they're basically guided by the jet stream. So wherever that jet stream sets up in our upper atmosphere, that's directing where these storms are going. So right now, we just have it where it's sitting in a position where we get these storms that are kind of developing over Texas, and they're being carried across the southeastern part of the U.S., the Ohio River Valley, and the mid-Atlantic states. It looks like that's going to happen again going into Friday and Saturday, almost a rinse-and-repeat forecast, if you will.
So, Ashley, I mean, I'm not huge on geography. I mean, if you ask me to point out where the different states are, I know where Texas is. But I saw a graphic yesterday which basically looked like there was a streak of blue across the middle portion of the country, nearly the entire width of the country.
Right, right. Because it wasn't just snow, it was also ice. Those areas do experience ice, which tends to be worse than snow because that little coating of ice can actually be far more destructive. It can cause longer power outages depending on how thick it is. It can, you know, bring down trees, bring down those wires, make roads extremely slick. So that's really the biggest problem when you're looking at that pink swath and that blue swath. The pink is the bigger problem.
Ashley Baylor, meteorologist. Ashley, is this cold spell across the entire country going to continue?
You know, even Florida, their winter, if you will, it tends to be in January. So, yeah, hey, we're all in good company here. The eastern third of the U.S. is going to be running below average for the next few days. Temperatures are going to rebound a little bit before this next storm system comes in. I mean, this is just what happens sometimes. It's just, okay, we dealt with that storm. Here comes the cold air behind it. We'll rebound for a day or two. Oh, here comes another one. It's not always the best, but, you know, we've seen it before. When you go down to the southeast, they're just not used to not only seeing this cold, but they're not used to seeing this much snow. I mean, you picked up 6 to 12 inches in the D.C. area. They don't have the same resources that other parts of the country had.
So basically, Ashley, in the south where there's not as much plows or, you know, salt resources or anything like that, it's a whole lot different than getting that other areas.
Oh, it's very different. 1 inch of snow would shut them down for 2 days.
Yeah.
1 inch of snow, say, in Massachusetts, that's nothing.
Right. More importantly, I saw 1,000 reels about how moms were losing their minds because the kids have been home from school for the holidays for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden now the schools have shut down because of the snow. So my heart goes out to them. That's not easy, I know.
No, it's not easy. And I was also seeing reels of people going into the grocery stores and the milk is cleared out, the bread is cleared out. I'm like, oh boy, people.
Yeah.
Ashley, this storm that's coming Friday, Saturday, as bad, as much snow, as much ice, or just cold temperatures?
No, it looks potentially like just as much snow. I mean, it's kind of wild to see that it's almost the exact same setup.
Yeah.
So basically, as they clean up from one storm, here comes the next one down the pike.
I blame Canada. That's a big problem.
Well, you know, Canada may be part of us soon, so let's slow down.
Right. Well, we'll fix this thing. We'll fix this weather problem.
All right. Thank you so much, Ashley. We appreciate you taking the time, as always.
Anytime.
What couple?
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Going to take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right.
This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/Anna and Raven. Lydia and Rob. Lydia, what happened?
Yeah, it was right before our holiday break, and our son was going to school. You know, we usually tip the bus driver. It's the holiday thing. Just tired and forgot and super embarrassed, but I kind of think we have to let it go, and it's too late.
Rob, how old is your son?
He's 9.
He's 9 years old. Okay, so you forgot to tip the bus driver, and what is it that you want to do at this point?
I mean, well, honestly, you know, I think we should at least send him a gift. It's the holiday season. Whether it's late or not, you just want to kind of be thoughtful. So I was thinking maybe we just send, you know, a gift with our son. We can put him on a bus tomorrow with a gift, and it just kind of makes up for it. You know, they had the whole break. I'm pretty sure he felt some type of way about it, but we're back in school now, and I just think that it's courteous to at least be thoughtful about that person when they're caring for our child every day.
So I'm not opposed to the people that are caring for the people around me that are important to me to know that I appreciate their efforts, whether it be, you know, small or large or whatever. Here's the thing about a gift, Anna. I don't have a problem with it anytime it shows up, right? If you're giving me something, I'm happy about it. That's the way it typically is.
If I don't see somebody at this point after January 1st, that's my cutoff date, New Year's Day,
yeah,
and I didn't get a chance to give you the gift, or I forgot, I didn't get to it, I'm done. I'm not doing it.
Right, at this point, right, right. That part of the season is over.
But bus drivers are important. They safely bring your children to school every single day. So I don't know if that becomes the exception in this situation.
You know, here's the thing, though. I don't know how many people are giving the bus driver a gift anyways, which
they
is
should.
Not a reason
they
to
should.
Give or not give.
Yeah.
It's not a reason to give or not give. If you have intention to give a gift, then, you know, I get it. But if you don't typically, or nobody else does, I think you get away with it one time.
So many times we've had bus drivers call into the show and say, don't forget to tip your kid's bus driver, which shows how many people actually do forget. So you can certainly, quote unquote, get away with it at this point. I don't know. I guess, what would you do? Is it too late to tip the bus driver? Is it embarrassing to be like, hey, you know, at this point to hand it? You could always just, if you forget, you forget. I don't know.
Hey, we were busy. Whatever, you want this money or not.
It's really a yes or no answer. Is it too late to tip the school bus driver? So what's going on with Lydia and Rob, their 9-year-old son. They forgot to tip the school bus driver during all the holiday stuff.
Yeah.
And mom, Lydia, says, I mean, at this point, we just let it go. We're well into January.
Yeah, I mean, she just thinks it's awkward at this point to present it. Rob's like, the kid gets on the bus every single day. We just send the gift card and the card with the kid tomorrow, and the bus driver will be thrilled to get it, I'm sure. An acknowledgement of what they do and what they mean for our child is important.
Right, and I don't think anybody's arguing that, but the bigger question is it embarrassing at this point that you've forgotten you made it this far, and do you just let it go? Sandra, whose side are you on?
I think you should absolutely do it for the bus driver. It's a hard job with, like, crappy hours and crappy pay. And I think you could spin it completely differently. You could write them, a card that says, we start the new year. I just want to say I celebrate you and I appreciate what you do. So, like, skip the whole Christmas thing. Say, as we launch into 2025, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you.
Pretty good, Sandra, as a speechwriter.
That was really good. Yeah. She forgot that sometimes the children are also terrible on bus.
We do it for the children. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about the children.
What if you forgot to tip your child's school bus driver? Is it too late? Because Lydia says, yeah, it's too late. We'll just wait till the end of the year at this point.
Robert says, that's ridiculous. This is our bus driver. I feel bad about it. We have to look him in the face every single day when we put the kid on the bus. Let's just put a card in the kid's pocket. We're done with it.
What do you think? Is it too late? You just wait at this point? Hey, Robin, whose side are you on?
I think it's never too late to tip. So.
Thank you very much. Right. Somebody could tip me right now for something I did 10 years ago. I'd be no problem with that. Totally cool.
Me too.
Hi, Sienna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Husband's side. It's never late to say thank you to people, and they really will appreciate it.
And if you put a gift card in there, too, I'll appreciate it even more. Yeah, I'm all about it. Sal, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
Give the man a tip.
They just went to school yesterday, so you're 2 days late. Happy holiday, you know, have a happy and healthy new year.
Right, right. I mean, they still got bills to pay in January, just like me.
Right, it's not March where it would be weird. You know, it's not that far.
Who cares, weird or not? When somebody tells you you're doing a good job, I mean, does that ever feel bad? I don't think it does.
But it would be a little bit awkward if somebody just randomly came up and just handed me money in the middle of the year for no reason. I would take it. Don't get me wrong.
Right, I mean, at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
But it would be strange, yes.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rob, our audience agreed with you. They're important. They still take care of your children every single day. And I'm certain that nobody would be super upset if you did not send a gift in a little bit late. Just write on the note, sorry, this is late.
Exactly. I mean, a gift is a gift. We were thoughtful. Yeah, we may have forgotten in the moment, but you're still receiving something that, you know, we put time and effort into getting you because of what you do for us. So
it's a note of appreciation. That's the main thing for me, right? Anything else on top is cherry.
Yep. Lydia, you're going to be cool with that?
I think it's just kind of weird. It's past January 1. It just feels like, what is the gift for starting the new year correctly? It's just, it feels strange to me. It's not a holiday gift. There's no holidays happening. But, you know, I'm sure the bus driver will be happy regardless.
Maybe you like his eyes. Mm. Could be anything.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $4,600. Lindsay, want to win some money?
I sure do.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to wait for him to walk out of here. We're going to wait for that door to close, because when it does, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. He gets the same questions, Lindsay. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Zendaya sparked engagement rumors when she wore a massive diamond ring on that finger at the Golden Globes, and it's been confirmed by multiple outlets. She and Tom Holland met when they were filming what movie?
Spider-Man.
Number two, Mufasa the Lion King beat Sonic the Hedgehog 3 for number one at the box office again this past weekend. It was believed that Mufasa and Scar were related how?
Brothers.
Number three, R.L. Stine says there are 3 more Fear Street films in the works. David Schwimmer will be starring in one of his novel series season 2 premieres on Disney Plus later this week. What children's novel is that?
Goosebumps.
Number four, Netflix and WWE agreed on a 10-year, $5 billion agreement to bring WWE Raw to Netflix, and it began last night. It also kicked off the farewell tour for what wrestler that announced that this will be his last year before retirement?
John Cena.
At number five, Robert De Niro says he spends his mornings watching Miss Rachel with his 20-month-old daughter. Miss Rachel famously wears a headband that's what color? Guess, quick.
Green.
Okay. God, that was good, Lindsay. Come on. 4 out of 5 for Lindsay.
All right, could be your day. Let's see. $4,600.
It's going to be close. Number one, Zendaya sparked engagement rumors when she wore a massive ring on that finger at the Golden Globes, and it's been confirmed by multiple outlets. She and Tom Holland met when they were both filming what movie?
Spider-Man.
Yes. Number two, Mufasa the Lion King beat Sonic the Hedgehog 3 for number one at the box office again this past weekend. Mm. It was believed that Mufasa and Scar were related how?
Supposed to be brothers.
Right. Number three, R.L. Stine says there are 3 more Fear Street films in the works. David Schwimmer will be starring in one of his novel series season 2 premieres on Disney Plus later this week. What children's novel is that?
It's Goosebumps, right?
Yes. God, I didn't think you would know that one.
A lot of publicity.
Number four, Netflix and WWE agreed on a 10-year, $5 billion agreement to bring WWE Raw to Netflix, and it began last night.
Mm-hmm.
It also kicked off the farewell tour for what wrestler that announced this will be his last year before retirement?
Is that Cena?
Yep.
You can't see me.
All right, you guys are tied. And number five, Robert De Niro says he spends his mornings watching Miss Rachel with his 20-month-old daughter. Miss Rachel famously wears a headband that's what color?
Pink.
Pink is right.
That's right. I watched it for 2 hours yesterday.
All right.
Get some De Niro.
Yeah.
You got nothing on me.
Right.
Me and Jaden. Jaden loves that show.
Except that you're like 48 and you have a grandson, and he is 82 and that's his 20-month-old daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little
his
bit story different.
Is more disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it's different. We don't judge here. Lindsay, he beat you 5-4. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm going to say the word disgusting.
Thank you, guys. I can't beat Raven.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $4,700 tomorrow, Anna.
I want to thank Jimmy, who supplied one of the questions that I used today. If you have an idea for a question, too, head to annaandraven.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.